There are many ways to use the 10 illusions, and many ways to experience them. You may choose to experience them as present moment realities, or as memories from the past. The latter is how the illusions are used by advanced cultures and beings. Highly evolved beings remain aware of the illusions, and they never end them. Remember, to end them would be to end life itself as you know it. But they experience them as part of their past rather than part of their present. They encourage each other to always remember them, but never to live them as if they were here and now realities ever again. Yet whether you experience them in present time or as reminders from the past, the important thing is to see them for what they are, illusions. Then you can use them for what you will. If it is your will to experience a particular aspect of you, the illusions are your tools. Each illusion may be used to experience many aspects of who you are, and you may combine illusions to experience multiple aspects, or to experience an individual aspect in multiple ways. For instance, the first and fourth illusion, need and insufficiency, may be combined to experience a particular nuance of your true being that you might call self-assurance. You cannot feel self-assured if there is nothing to feel self-assured about. By using the illusion of need and insufficiency, you can first entertain the idea that there is not enough, and then overcome it. By doing this repeatedly, you produce the experience of self-assurance, confident that there will always be enough of whatever you need. This experience will be verified and validated by ultimate reality. This is what is meant when it is said that one is entertaining an idea. You are in the process of recreating yourself anew. And this is true recreation. To use another in an infinite number of examples, the second and sixth illusions, failure and judgment, may be combined for a particular effect or experience. You can allow yourself to imagine that you have failed. Then you can judge yourself for it or accept the judgment of others. Then you can rise above your failure, raising your fist to the sky with an "I'll show you" attitude and triumph in the end. This is a delicious experience to have, and most of you have given this experience to yourself many times. Yet if you lose sight of the fact that failure and judgment are illusions, you could find yourself stuck in those experiences, and they will soon seem like harsh realities indeed. A movement away from the harsh realities of life is to step away from the illusions and to see them for what they really are. Any of the illusions may be combined with any other. Disunity with need, condemnation with superiority, ignorance with superiority, insufficiency and condemnation with failure, and so on. Standing alone or combined with others, the illusions exist as magnificent, contrasting, contextual fields, allowing you to experience who you really are. It has been said to you many times that in the relative world, you cannot experience who you are except in the space of that which you are not. The purpose of the illusions is to provide precisely that, a space, a context within which to experience every aspect of yourself, and an opportunity to choose the highest aspect of which you can then conceive in any given moment. You understand now? You see? Good. Let's look at the illusions one by one now with some examples of how they may be utilized to recreate yourself anew in the way that has been described here.
The first illusion, the illusion of need, may be used to experience the huge aspect of who you are that you might conceptualize as that which needs nothing. You need nothing to exist, and you need nothing to continue existing forever. The illusion of need creates a contextual field within which you can have the experience of that. It is when you step outside of the illusion that you experience ultimate reality. The illusion creates a context within which ultimate reality may be understood. The ultimate reality is that everything you think you need, you already have. It exists inside of you. Indeed, it is you. You are what you need, and therefore you give yourself everything you need in any given moment. This means, in effect, that you need nothing at all. To understand this and to know it experientially, you must see the illusion of need as an illusion. You must step outside of it. The way to step outside of the illusion of need is to look at what you think you need right now. That is, what you think you do not now have that you feel you must have, and then notice that, even though you are without it, you're still here. The implications of this are enormous. If you are here right now without what you think you need, then why do you think you need it? That is the key question. It will unlock the golden door, the door to everything. The next time you imagine that you need something, ask yourself, why do I think I need this? This is a very liberating inquiry. It is freedom in 7 words. If you are seeing clearly, you will realize that you do not need whatever it is, that you never did need it, and that you have been making it all up. Even the air you breathe, you do not need. You will notice this the moment you die. Air is something that only your body needs, and you are not your body. Your body is something that you have. It is not something that you are. It is a wonderful tool, yet you do not need your present body to continue the process of creation. This information may be esoterically pleasing, but may do nothing to alleviate your fear of losing your body, your family, and the circumstances in which you find yourself. A way to alleviate such fears is through detachment, the practice of masters. Masters have learned to achieve detachment before they have evidence that the life of the body is an illusion. For those not operating at the level of mastery, the experience of what you call death is often needed to provide this evidence. Once you are away from your body, that is, once you have died, you will realize immediately that this state of being is not the dreaded experience of which you have heard, and is in fact an experience of glorious wonder. You will see, too, that it is infinitely preferable to being tied to your physical form, whatever attachments your most recent form may have created. Detachment will then be a simple matter. Yet you can master life while in your physical form, and do not have to wait until you are removed from it to know the glory of life and of who you are. You can do this by achieving detachment before you die. And you can achieve this through the simple expediency of stepping away from the illusion of need. This stepping away is accomplished through a deeper comprehension of both life and death, including the knowledge that death as you have conceived of it does not exist, and that life goes on forever. When you understand this, it becomes possible to detach from anything in life, including life itself. Because you know, given that life goes on forever, that you may have those attachments again, as well as others that you might have thought you would never more experience. All of your earthly attachments, in fact, may be experienced in what you call the afterlife, or in any future life. And so you will have the experience that you have lost nothing at all. Gradually, you will release yourself from your attachments as you become aware of the extraordinary opportunities for continued expansion and growth that never-ending life offers you. Yet you will never stop loving those you have loved in this or any other lifetime. and you will experience full oneness with him at the level of essence at any time that you wish. Should you miss someone who is still living with a physical body on earth, you can be with them with the speed of your thought. Should you miss someone who has already left the body, a loved one who has died before you, you will be reunited following your own death, if that is what you choose, or at any moment that you wish, again with the speed of your thought. This is only part of the wonder of what is to come. I will tell you more, much more, in a future communication focusing on the experience of dying with God. You cannot die without God, but you can imagine that you are doing so. This is your imaginary hell, the fear of which has sponsored every other fear you have ever had. Yet you have nothing to fear, and there is nothing you need, for not only is it impossible for you to die without God, it is also impossible for you to live without God. This is because I am you, and you are me, and there is no separation between us. You cannot die without me, because without me is not a state in which you can or will ever find yourself. I am God, and I am all that is. Since you are a part of all that is, I am what you are. There is not a part of you that I am not. And if all that is always with you, then you need nothing. And that is the truth of your being. When you deeply understand this, you will live in your body in an entirely different way. You will become fearless. And fearlessness produces its own blessing. For lack of fear creates a lack of anything to be afraid of. Conversely, the presence of fear draws to you that which you fear. Fear is a strong emotion, and strong emotion, energy in motion, is creative. This is why I have inspired it to be said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. The way to live without fear is to know that every outcome in life is perfect, including the outcome that you fear most, which is death. I am telling you that here. I am giving you this information now. If you will look closely at your life, you will see that you have always had whatever you have needed in order to get to the next moment, and ultimately to bring you here where you are right now. The evidence of this is in the fact that you are here. Clearly, you have needed nothing more. You may have wanted something more, but you have needed nothing more. All your needs have been met. This is an amazing revelation, and it is always true. Every appearance to the contrary is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Yet, fear not, for I am with you. When you know that everything turns out perfectly and there is nothing of which to be afraid, conditions that you would once have defined as fearful are seen in an entirely different light. Indeed, they are seen in the light rather than in the darkness. And you begin to call your fears adventure. Such a recontextualization can change your life. You can live without fear, and you can experience the glory for which you were created. Seeing the illusion of need as an illusion allows you to use the illusion for the purpose for which it was intended, as a tool with which you can experience this glory and know yourself as who you really are. Using the illusion that you need your body, for instance, motivates you to protect it, to care for it, to make sure it is not abused. In this way, the body may be used for the greater glory for which it was intended. Using the illusion that you need a relationship likewise motivates you to protect that relationship, to care for it, to make sure it is not abused. In this way, the relationship may be used for the greater glory for which it was intended. The same is true of anything that you imagine that you need. Use the imagining. Use it in very practical ways. Yet know that it only serves you when you see that it is an illusion. As soon as you believe that the illusion is real, Then you turn caution, a very purposeful use of an illusion, into fear and begin to cling. Love becomes possession, and possession becomes obsession. You have fallen into the trap of attachment. You have become lost in the illusion. And when you are lost in the illusion of need, you are lost indeed. For the illusion of need is the biggest illusion of all. It is the first illusion and the most powerful. It is the illusion upon which all other illusions are based. Who you are is that which is without need, and it is who you are that is lost. It is often said of a person that he is just trying to find himself, and that is very true. What you are all trying to find is yourself, yet you will not find that self anywhere outside of you. What you are looking for can only be found within. Remember what I've told you. If you do not go within, you go without. Only within can you find your answer to the question, why do I think I need this external person, place, or thing? Only within can you remember that you do not. Then you will know what is meant by, once I was lost, but now I am found. What you will have found is your true identity. You have used the first illusion to experience yourself as a divine being who needs nothing, for every need is always met. As you awaken to this truth, you will experience it more and more in your day-to-day reality, and you will literally become what you know yourself to be. Always remember that. You become what you know yourself to be.